Joyful greetings, my friends, from the Science of Mind Spiritual Center, a global community in unity. Thank you for choosing to join me on this glorious day. And let's make it a glorious day indeed. Let's make it a giving and living by filling our hearts and our minds with that love and gladness. And let the spirit of joy and happiness, gratitude, and most importantly, compassion pour out of us onto the world as we fulfill our mission in making the world a better place, spirit to spirit. Remember, turn your clocks back 1 hour before you retire tonight. I am very excited to tell you about the next class. It's a subject we all love and certainly one of my favorites. It is a four-week prosperity workshop that will fast-track your path and practices for activating your consciousness of abundance. It's based on the time-proven teachings of Catherine Ponder, John Randolph Price, Ernest Holmes, and more. I invite you to join us beginning Wednesday, November 15th through Wednesday, December 6th. We will Zoom 4 Wednesday nights from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Pacific time. The price is right at $100 for all four classes. You may register now from our website at somspiritualcenterla.org or from the weekly e-blast we send, or send an email to office@somspiritualcenterla.org. I think this is going to be a really powerful class, especially right before the holidays. It really, really establishes us in that abundant, prosperous, giving nature that the holidays are. So, if you'd like more information about our center, go to our website, somspiritualcenterla.org, and look around. You can enjoy listening to past and present meditations and talks, or on our podcast. Have fun, look around, and see what interests you. My intention is to inspire you all, uplift you, and encourage you to live your heartfelt dreams while enjoying peace of mind, love and health, happiness, and a life filled with richness and goodness. If our message gives you some of that, please consider donating to this beloved center. And you may give at any time and any amount, automatically, weekly, or monthly. That's up to the individual. Each and every donation is appreciated and certainly makes a difference. And when you give from heartfelt gratitude, you continue to confirm that you're in the divine flow of abundant living, and the universe responds by corresponding. Consistent and meaningful giving are important to you, because when you give to where you are being spiritually nurtured, it comes back to you, multiplied abundantly in many wonderful ways and from many wonderful ways. That is important to our center because your giving helps support the expansion of our global spiritual community as we continue to fulfill our organizational responsibilities while allowing others to expand and prosper through the many organizations that we support. You may donate with a credit card through PayPal from our website, or from the weekly email blast we send, or by mail. And our mailing address is 14431 Ventura Boulevard, number 586, Sherman Oaks, California, 91423. I want to thank you very much for being active contributors, for your participation, And I hope you know what a difference it makes to so many, far and wide, and in so many wonderful ways. And here's another one of those ways. This week, we're making a special Thanksgiving donation to Project Angel Food, whose mission is to be a loving neighbor who knows that food is medicine. Food is love, and food nourishes the soul. They deliver with care and compassion, free medically tailored meals, and handmade with healthy ingredients to those who are hungry and alone. For life, for love, for as long as it takes. So I thank you in advance for helping us support this amazing, wonderful organization. Please email me. I have heard from a lot of you during the week, and I want to tell you that it's just great to be able to know what a difference this is making, how your life is going, where you're listening from. So my email address is faithfilled2@aol.com. And again, I look forward to hearing from you. And now, if you can get quiet and join me in the opening treatment. We are one with the one presence, power, mind, and intelligence, God infinite good. Recognizing the truth of our being, we're open and receptive to receiving divine wisdom that centers us in love, unity, and peace. We are the consciousness of oneness and surrender to its harmonious power of right action. This is a spiritual journey, and any seeming roadblocks along the way are simply opportunities for learning and always bring us closer to God. As we gratefully accept the power of these profound words as the absolute truth, I want you to always know and to remember that there is a power within you. It can lift your life to its highest level. It can change illness into health. It can bring success out of failure and victory out of defeat. It can bring companionship and happiness out of loneliness. It will respond to you. It is the power within you. And so it is. Our theme for the month of November is boundlessly blessed. Today's topic is blessed with the exquisiteness of being. One of the most potent forms of spiritual awareness is to daily offer our heartfelt gratitude to our Creator Source for individualizing itself within us as an expression of its exquisiteness of being. We show this gratitude by discovering, activating, and expressing the gifts it has implanted within us, knowing we are blessed beyond measure. This might call us to remember our passion, where it came from and why it's there. It's an urging to return to the homeland, to the source of our being, and acknowledge that our heart's desire is the voice of God. God promises us strength, but first we have to step out of our comfort zone. And it's been said that God cannot be known in the mind, but only experienced in the heart. In the book, The Principles of Healing by H.G. Jeffrey, he refers to the heart as the seat of love. When we forget the truth of our being, I'm adding, which is so exquisite. And when we harbor mistaken ideas, we're inviting disorder, disease, unknowingly, of course, into our life. And we're really cutting off the circulation of our gifts from being expressed. When we return to the Creator Source and feel our divine nature in its oneness, with that source, we find the nature, action, law, and power is always one of love. You really can't be rich or wealthy or happy without love. keep your eyes single, keep your heart in the heart of God. That means to keep the mind stayed on divine principle, not personalities, but on the living spirit of all life, from which we cannot separate ourselves, because God is all, everything, and everywhere. The heart is the central organ of the physical body. It's really our energy system, and the most powerful energy we have is love. And we are beings of love. Interesting, we call God the source, or again, say that God is love. And we use the word heart to refer to the center or the root or the core. We say the heart of a subject is the life of that subject. Well, it's the same within us. The heart is the energy center of our system. And the blood is the fluid that moves through the heart and out from the heart to our whole organism, extending life throughout the body. And then we say that love and life and light are one. The divine manifestation of God is life, and that life is the light of everyone. And that is such a blessing. Now in healing, we say when the truth is revealed, that healing takes place, and the divine consciousness is reflected. The truth is that God manifests in us as pure love. Love is the greatest healer. To remember the divine source, we could say, incline your heart to God, or thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. And these are really just reminders for us to have no false gods on the external side of life and to stay with the heart of God within us and to express the gifts that it has implanted within us, knowing that we're blessed beyond measure. It's really, really important for us to train ourselves to show our gratitude to the source that created us as these beautiful, exquisite beings. And love is the creative principle of life, and that is what we depend on, especially in the face of adversity. So many times when adverse circumstances appear, we might forget that Spirit's unconditional love has blessed us with itself. We might forget that God is love and it's a principle which we depend. And it means the principle of harmony, filling your consciousness and my consciousness. We really can't know God is love in some sort of abstract way. We can know God is and as love in a friendliness way that goes forth to everyone we meet and do business with during the day or during the night. But every time you eliminate irritation and discord from your life, you're proving that God is love. And every time you bring about harmony into expression and form, you're bearing witness to the truth of being that God is love. In the Science of Mind text on page 444, Ernest Holmes said, "Peace is the power at the heart of God. The divine life manifests itself at the heart of being." And we speak of the heart as the instrument of love. The only way we can experience God as love is through a sense of peace and harmony. And that so completely fills our own being that it then overflows into everything that we do. To open your heart to God is to know God in you as love. That's being blessed as an expression of its exquisiteness of being. In that consciousness of being, there are no racial intolerances, no prejudices. There's a basic understanding of all people. And it means that you extend your right hand in fellowship so that people you meet all over the world know that you are one with them in your consciousness with the infinite. Whatever you do in your business, it's the outward expression of this great truth that you're an expression of God's exquisiteness of being, and that harmony belongs to everyone, everywhere. We experience the nature of God in meditation as the presence and stillness enters and then exposes that sacred heart of us. And when the heart is open, it's Spirit's love. And then we experience non-judgmental and unconditional acceptance as human beings. Conflict and turmoil have no existence in Spirit. And your life is the Spirit of God. And that's your perfect life. Therefore, you can only know wholeness and completeness of being in that perfection. I've noticed that the journey towards ourselves, this inward journey as limitless beings, has no reference point. It seems to take us deeper into the sacred heart of our own divinity, where we again meet that passionate self. When we discover who we have always been and cease to attempt to become better than who we already are or really are, when the roller coaster ride stops, and there's a sense that when I'm fully present, holiness is present. When I'm wholeheartedly open in the moment, Spirit is love, because God is at the heart of everything. No matter how tiny the light might be, it's shining upon you and from you, and it will never forsake you, because God has blessed you as an expression of its exquisiteness of being. Now go and express all the wonderful and unique gifts it has implanted within you. And so begins the journey. Thank you. And now, if you'll join me in the closing treatment, take a couple of deep breaths if you choose to. Relax. We rejoice and give thanks that you and I means oneness. We are not separate. We are something deeper than personalities, beyond the intellectual mind, beyond what can be seen. We are so blessed. And each blessing is like a seed ready to yield more love and more goodness. Forever established in an inward sense of well-being, we confidently move forward with clarity, with ease, and with great courage. This is the more abundant life that we have been blessed with, and we find betterment in everything we do and in everything and everyone we see. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. All is well, and so it is. And now, you go forth as messengers of loving kindness, showing gratitude for all the gifts you have been blessed with, and make known this truth so your life continues to increase in value by simply sharing the value with someone else. Until next time, stay safe, be well, and be kind, especially to yourself. Namaste.